Good morning. We are here with the official Law Review podcast. Through this podcast, we will be discussing numerous concepts, but the first shall be why the four of us actually want to be lawyers. The first will be Abraham. Take it away, Abraham.
Hello, class and group. The reason I wanted to do law is because I have an interest in music, and music is a field where a lot of copyright and intellectual property, like, you know, take place, you know, a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And as a musician and an artist, I also wanted to protect my music, you know, that, like, other people don't steal my ideas or steal...
Protect your artists.
Yeah, yeah. People's ideas as, like, a mass community. Yeah.
All right. Sure. Sasha, why do you want to be a lawyer?
I decided to study an LLB because my dad suggested it to me, and there was nothing else that I was really interested in. And then I decided, you know what, let me research and see, like, what is the most... like
diverse degree.
Yeah, okay. That you can use everywhere. So I decided to study law because it's one of those things that everything needs law, you know? So here I am.
All right. Shakira without the show.
Hi. The reason why I decided to study law, because I think it's my moral duty to, like, make a difference in the world. And I want to obtain an LLB degree to obtain the necessary knowledge to make an impact in society. And I also, that's just...
So philanthropic work.
Yeah.
Didn't you make mention, like, to me earlier of, like, a shelter for women?
Yeah, that is my long-term goal in the future, to open my own international organization and to open a women's shelter and a children's orphanage, basically.
Okay. And you're first year, right?
I'm first year.
It's dope.
That's impressive. It's good to have everything thought out so far in advance. All right, so now, why did I want to be a lawyer?
Yes, Thomas.
Yes, okay.
Yes, Thomas.
All right, so why did I want to be a lawyer? I suppose some of it can be attributed to, like, what would you call social conditioning? I mean, from when I was younger, I remember just... whenever people asked you what you wanted to do, the sort of answer was either lawyer, doctor, or engineer, something like that. And when it actually came down to choosing my profession, when it came to my matric year, it just seemed right, and I had a good friend who was doing it, and it did, at the time it felt... What should be done?
So would you say you were compelled or?
I was conditioned, man. I was conditioned. I was conditioned to do it, and then I don't know. There's a accomplishment. You getting an LLB. Everyone here knows that it's hard. It's not simple. It's a lot of hard work, hours, and everyone needs accomplishment in life. Right.
True.
Now we'll be going on to the second part, which will be dealing with study methods. Abraham, what study method do you use?
I make sure, like...
You're wearing pants, right?
I make sure that I'm comfortable always, you know. So sometimes...
In the summer,
yes. When it's hot, I do not study with pants.
Mm.
Yeah. And before I study, I make sure that if I'm tired, I sleep before I study. Because I feel like if you're tired, the studying process is delayed or you're not productive.
Okay.
As you would be if, you know... Yeah.
Where do you study? Desk, bed?
It depends. Like, I start off on the desk, then when I get tired, I end up at the bed.
Good. Yeah. Don't you find that, like, hinders your experience though? Like, you sleeping more inclined to rest and sleep?
It does, but, like, okay. I don't think about that when I'm studying. Just like,
okay. And Sasha? What are your study methods? Because I notice here you have a lovely binder that's green and has so many papers in it.
I type out my notes.
Okay.
And I make sure to study in advance, maybe like 2-3 days to have everything organized, and then I'll just, like, read through my stuff.
Do you get frantic when everything's not there?
No, because it's never not there.
Oh,
yeah, I'm very organized, and I'll study for a half an hour at a time, and then I'll break for 5 minutes, and I'll do that for maybe 3 hours a day.
Yeah. Okay, only 3 hours a day.
Yeah, I don't study, like, really hard. I tend to just, like, I'll read it to myself and, like, enjoy what I'm reading.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's how I, like, I'll know things that I find interesting. So if I'm enjoying a subject, mm-hmm. then I tend to do better in that subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naturally. Okay. Shakira without the show.
What I do to study is I at least need 7 days before the
7 days.
Yeah, to get a good result. And then after that, what I do is I have a whiteboard at home.
Okay.
And I would like definitions on there. So then I won't have to constantly look at, when I see the definition further on in the book, I won't have to constantly go back. I'll just look at the whiteboard and then I'll see the definitions. So I think it's easier to make like an index page with definitions on.
Okay.
For me, and writing my own questions based on the subject matter. So depending on the heading of the subject, I'd write questions on that specific section. My own questions, and then I also do use the learning outcomes on BC Learn.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so my study methods, usually if the lecturer has notes for subject, it's preferential that I use the notes rather than the textbook, because usually the textbooks are quite dense, but for context, I do have the textbooks on hand to, because some of the things, how they relate them to another aren't very specific, that I as specific as I need them to be. About 5 days before, in order for me to pass the test, right, I have to start 5 days before. I have to, it takes me about 3 days to get through work, like solidly. And what I find is, as I go through the work, I have to have been through the whole part of the work. I can't have just gone through a section. Otherwise, I feel that I don't have a grasp on it. When I've been through the whole work in its entirety, I feel as if it all comes together, it's all connected, and that's when I really start making my breakthrough of studying. And that's when going over my work is very, very easy for me. And then that's all done within 3 days. For the next 2 days, it's mainly just past papers. I'll work through it with past papers and members next to me. I won't actually do the tests, I'll just work through them. And then after that, I'll have all my questions that I've, throughout those 4 days, I've done. And then I'll present them to my lecturer on the fifth day. And then I will just clarify any small things that I'm not 100% sure of. And yeah, and then another interesting thing would be exercise and sleep. For me, when I'm studying, I don't really get enough sleep. I would say about maybe 6-7 hours. That's a good night of sleep for me. When I'm studying, I would say maybe about 3 or 4 because of stress. Abraham, what is your sleeping pattern like?
My sleeping patterns, it differs, you know. With like, regarding what?
When you're studying, how many hours a night you sleep?
When I'm writing the test, like the next day, sometimes I don't even sleep, but like my sleep is very minimum. But like when I'm just like doing notes, I get like 8 hours. Yeah.
Okay, and Sasha?
I find that I always have to get 7.5 hours. So no matter what, I'll have like whether I'm writing a test or whether I don't.
And if you haven't even if you haven't finished the work.
No, I'd rather sleep.
Oh,
so
great.
I'll always have 7.5 hours because I find I can write better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, 4 hours is sufficient sleep, I guess, because I can't sleep without finishing the work. Otherwise, it would be playing on my mind.
Yeah, that's my sentiment as well. For like exercise and sleep, when I have to do work, I can't exercise. I can't go to the gym, and my eating habits are kind of grotesque. It's nothing pretty. I mean, for you guys, what is it like?
For
your eating habits and gymming habits during studying time.
To be honest, now I play soccer, so it's
football.
Yeah, football. Yeah. So I'll play soccer 3 times a week. That's my exercise for the week, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And with the eating, I result to like snacks.
Yeah.
Light snacks.
Did I just grab like bread and like pack of Lay's out of the cupboard?
Yeah. Junk food, basically. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I tend to be really, really healthy when I'm studying, so I'll have like...
You look like you prepare snacks for yourself, like carrots and like lettuce.
Yeah, and I mean,
celery.
I'll have like 3 meals
oh my
a day.
Sure.
I'll have 3 meals a day, and I'll drink 4 liters of water, and I'll make sure to be like really, really healthy, just so that I know that I'm giving my body like the best that I can, and that I'm really memorizing what I need to, you know?
And she's only 19.
Bruh.
And for yourself?
Angelic,
guys.
I still live at home, so I have
your parents.
Yeah, my mom cooks. Yeah. Sometimes if they're not at home and they're working, then I would have to cook. And the only thing I cook is Asian food.
Okay.
So it would be like Chinese food and then, yeah.
All right. And that concludes our podcast. I hope you found it very informative. Good night. Sorry about that. That isn't good night right now. We still have one little bit to go through. This will be skills you actually need to be a lawyer or to study to become a lawyer. Now, for me, what you could call a skill could also be called a mindset. It's about a positive mindset. It's about just focusing on what's the task at hand and not just being derailed by any negative aspects by studying and being discouraged by failing a test and not bothering to work harder for the next one. Abraham?
Yes. One of the things we learn in law is way to find information, you know, and that requires a lot of organization.
Yes.
So one of the skills that you have to be fond of is be organized, know where you find everything, your notes, know when you're writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll help reduce stress. Yeah. You don't want to be all over the place.
Yeah, and produce good marks also, yeah?
Yeah.
True.
I think also another skill would be is when you're preparing for tests and exams, you know, knowing how to answer correctly and using your knowledge, but also the way you answer a question is really different. So you'd have to learn a skill where you know this is how you're supposed to answer a question. So you'd write the law, then you'd explain the law, and then only would you answer the question to make sure you fully yeah. understand what's being asked of you, and you need to know your work pretty well to be able to answer your exams and your tests really well. Yeah.
Okay. True.
In terms of time management, I think that it's important to exactly know what is due when, because there's so much assignments, there's so much tests, and you constantly have to hand things in. So if you don't exactly know the due date for these things, you will miss it.
So you want to get like a big calendar on your wall.
Yeah, and you have to know the exact times you're writing, the exact times your assignments are due. And you have to do them before the time, because I've experienced some of these things and it's the worst.
I've actually missed tests and exams because I don't have the time.
Okay,
we'll get into that after the podcast. Thank you. This has been the Law Review Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed. Good night.